This is KGLT Bozeman at KGLT East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Ron Sanchez taking over the seat from Tim Tate. I will be here for 3 hours exactly, no more, no less. And should be Uncle Duke after that, but I'll have to check the big board. Let me take care of the business, then I can get right to music. KGLT is supported by Bitterroot Brewing since 1998 in downtown Hamilton, offering traditional, seasonal, and specialty beers made with Montana-grown and malted barley, available in cans and on tap across Montana. Phone 406-363-7468 or on the web at bitterrootbrewing.com. Audio Artisans, specializing in housewide and computer audio, home theater, headphones, and turntables. Showroom open by appointment in Oakwood Square, 2405 West Main Street, suite number 2, on the web at theaudioartisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. And Shine Beer Sanctuary and Bottle Shop, celebrating their first year of serving 30 revolving craft beers on draft. Wine and tap, wine on tap, and a current bottle shop, curated bottle shop with brewers from around the world. Open daily at 11 a.m. located at 451 East Main in Bozeman, and online at shinebeer.com. A quick look at the weather. It's pretty warm today. It's supposed to get up to 45. It's mushy and splashy out, so it must be. Low of 29 tonight. Tomorrow, look for high of 46. Sunny, partly cloudy. Low of 26 overnight. Sunday, 80% chance of snow. Yay. Temperatures will still be warm, 40. But Monday, it's going to drop down to 20 with minus 3 overnight. Tuesday, it's going to be really cold, 0 during the day, 11, minus 11 overnight. Wednesday, minus 15. So winter's not gone yet. It's that tease period. But glad to see some snow. And hopefully we'll get some more. And everybody can get out and ski and such and enjoy themselves a little bit more. It's only February. We get a lot of winter. Apparently in the rest of part, a lot of parts of the country, they're already out there sitting in their patios and stuff. Not us. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Winter Crazy Day starts downtown and runs through the weekend. The Emerson Center presents Carly Thaw's Hills and Hollers and Student Perspective Reflections on a Global Pandemic. The Celtic Quintet plays at Valhalla Meadery. Dead Sky is at the Filling Station. It's Jazz Night at Red Tractor Pizza. It's Uncorked and Unplugged Night at Blend. Sam Platts and the Plainsmen are at Stacy's in Gateway. Parvin plays at Scissor Bills in Big Sky, and Zoso, the ultimate tribute to Led Zeppelin, is at the Elm. On Saturday, the Winter Farmers Market is at the Fairgrounds. Montana Ballet Company presents Snow White at the Wilson. Pour and Roar, Raptors and Romance is a prehistoric Valentine's date night experience at the Museum of the Rockies. And in Big Sky, Mark Davison plays at Scissor Bills, and the Independent Songwriter Showcase features Luke Flansburg and Jess Atkins at the Town Center. In Livingston, it's open mic night at Pine Creek Lodge, and on Saturday, Ryan Acker performs. Also on Saturday, the Fossils play at Chico Hot Springs, and Haley Allen plays at the Old Saloon in Immigrant. In Helena, the film The Worst Person in the World is at the Myrna Loy. Grounded by George Berendt is at Helena Avenue Theater. Three Dog Night performs at the Civic Center. And Zoso, the ultimate Led Zeppelin experience, is at LNC Brewing. On Saturday, Helena Avenue Theater presents a Valentine's evening of original instrumental jazz. And there's a free ski waxing party at LNC Brewery. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes. Oh, they're still going over there. What else do I have to say? I don't know. I think I'm ready. I got a bunch of records. I have a bunch of new things. People send me stuff, and I'm always thrilled when it's really, really good. So I'm going to be playing some things. Not quite world debuts, maybe one of them. But first listens, at least, around the country for some really interesting things. But right now, I'm going to jump way back into the past.
Now confession. it till I met you. But you keeping me waiting all of the time. What can I do? It's your life, and you can do what you want. Do what you like, but please don't keep me waiting. Please don't keep me waiting, 'cause I'm so tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. So tired, tired of waiting, tired of waiting for you. I was a lonely soul.
lovely song to Procol Harum from their debut album called Procol Harum. Most people only know one song, two songs. They know White or Shade of Pale, of course, and then the re-recording of Conquistador, which is actually on this album in a rock version, proper rock version. And it's a fantastic album, one of those albums that was just stuck on my turntable for like 67 and on. Great live band, too. People always ask me, well, were they any good live? As heavy as they come. One of the greatest rock drummers of the era, B.J. Wilson, hitting them hard. He had his own style, too. And Robin Trower on guitar, two keyboards. They were definitely patterned after Bob Dylan and the band. And they did it well. And they're still going. There's a Procol Harum, Gary Brooker, the voice and piano player. He still goes out with a band. And people say they sound really good. And what I've heard is that they capture it really well. What else was in that set there? As a little warm-up. I start off the Rolling Stones from their album Between the Buttons. Here are my obsessions. That album came out 50 years ago last week. I think it came out in February 12th. 1967, and a day after that, 2 days after that, I went to see a big show, Love and Chocolate Watch Band and Mojo Men, and Chocolate Watch Band opened with that song. They just got the album, or maybe they had an import, which came out a few weeks before, but they knew the song and played it, and I bought the record the day it came out, so I knew that song, but it was pretty stunning that they did that. And it's still one of my favorite records. A weird Stones one. Mick Jagger sort of disowned it, but it's a good one. Got some great songs. Connections that they still do live. Nice. A good era for the Stones. Aftermath, Out of Our Heads, Aftermath, and Between the Buds. Just back-to-back smash records. Essential. If you don't have them, get them. I don't know where you are if you don't. Heard The Who from a compilation called Backtrack Number 3. Their label track put out some really nice cheap 99p, which is one that went over to decimal, 1 pence under a pound. So at the time it would have been about $4, I think a pound was. They're nice, great albums. Collections. That one, one side is The Who, some odds and ends, and same the other side's Hendrix. And you could get the first two Hendrix albums, a couple of Who albums in that format cheap. And then there's a couple of comps that just have some really wild stuff, obscure singles and things. And I've made a point of collecting them all. And people still haven't quite caught on to them. If you want a nice English copy of Who Sell Out or a quick one or Are You Experienced or Access Bulls' Love, that's a way to go. You can get them still for about $10 online. And that, a version of a Disguises, is a different, slightly different than the single. Apparently it's their first attempt to remix it in stereo, so it's a little longer. And I stumbled across that a few years ago in my chase to get all the backtracks. When I put that on, I was very surprised. I wasn't expecting that at all. Kinks in there in the middle, and then them, Van Morrison and them. Just some racket to shake the cobwebs out, blow the dust out of my ears, and get us to 324 on this Friday afternoon here in the Gallatin Valley and around the world, except in Australia, it's already Saturday, early Saturday morning. My friends there are just waking up. I must need to tell you something. Yes, the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery, located in Bozeman's Cannery District, with indoor seating and the newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And what's this?
From Wild Montana, this is the Trail of the Week. Though it's less than a mile long, Mikoshika State Park's Kinikuli Trail provides a rugged taste of the Badlands that make this part of eastern Montana famous. A series of short switchbacks drops you down into the heart of the coulee, where you'll wind past wind-sculpted hoodoos and other rock formations. The trail can be rough and hard to follow at times, but the stunning geology makes hiking along the Coulee Bottom feel like completing a natural obstacle course. And a shaded picnic table halfway through is a lovely spot to catch your breath. To learn more about the Kinney Coulee Trail, nearby businesses, and great trails all across Montana, hikewildmontana.org. The Trail of the Week is produced by Wild Montana.
Yeah, that's a great little park, Fern pointed out to us. And we've visited at least once, maybe twice. One of those hidden gems in Montana. The Badlands, just over on the North Dakota side, one of my favorite places in the world. Try to get out there as often as I can, and have had some fantastic times out there. A lot of people don't consider anything past Billings. And a lot of people don't consider anything past Livingston worth the trouble. You're missing. You're missing out. Okay, yes, I can continue. I don't think there's anything important I had to say. I think Dennis Wilson can say it better than me.
Little bird up in a tree looked down and sang a song to me of how it began. She swims
silently she sings. Her song gives my body wings. Girl on a swing. Girl on a swing. Girl on a swing. On a swing. Such a pretty thing.
Digging Way Back. That's the gist from their single Light Aircraft. A Young Marble Giants spinoff. And a band that's still going. Stuart Moxham is still making records as the gist, and they're really good. Some of my favorites. What am I doing here? Getting lost. Before that, heard The Weeknd, which is the other half of the Young Marble Giants, Allison Stratton, from her band The Weeknd. And you heard Past Meets Present. They did a couple albums and some singles. Really great little band. And I don't know that she's still making music. I know there's a brief Young Marble Giants reunion, but they have no intention of ever making a record again. They made one and a couple of 7 inches, and that was it. And they're perfect, just perfect creations. Totally unique sound for the time, 1980. And they actually made it to the States, which really surprised me, because I just left the West Coast when they got to the West Coast and played. I know they played in the East Coast, but I'm pretty sure they played San Francisco. Dang it all. Dang it all. That's what I get for moving. Before that, brand new from Estate Owns the, what's it called? I need to see the full title. It's called the Estate Owns the Ghost Show. Brand new. Rob Keith and his wife, Laura. Their debut album. The album's called Build a Church with Debris, and you heard Software. Really nice. I just got that the other day and just played it through once and a little bit and really enjoyed it. He's been working on that for quite a while, and then his record got caught up in the vinyl backlog. I was supposed to have it last fall. He was supposed to have it last fall. Then I would get it. But I just got it in the mail the other day, and it's lovely. I wish him good luck with that. And I think they're already starting on the next one, as it should be. You can't rest on your laurels. Start off the Beach Boys, Little Bird from Friends, and Kevin Ayers from his first solo album, you heard Girl on a Swing. 3:43. Moving along at a good clip. I'm trying to settle in. I've been up early every day this week. Sometimes my sleep goes sideways, and the last 2 weeks it's been difficult, and it's a weird thing. Usually I go to sleep and go to bed and fall asleep. 5 hours later I wake up and decide what to do. But a few nights I didn't fall asleep, and that's a frightening thing. I'm tired, so I'm in bed. So I've been just getting up and doing work, and I was up today. 4 o'clock, I think so. Getting this show ready. I worked on it yesterday too, but I had some other biz to do yesterday, so it was a pretty full-on week for me. And coming up here is when I get to relax. It may not sound like it, but I'm actually getting into a good space, as they say. Getting into the zone and making it happen, because that's what I live to do. Come here and play records on KGLT. Is there anything I need to tell you important? Sure, there always is, isn't there?
This week in This American Life, woman goes into a casino, plays blackjack, loses a ton of money, and then sues the casino. Which, of course, raises a question.
What? Why is she not liable? It seems like if you go to a casino, that's like, you know what you're doing.
Because at the time of those losses, she has...
Stories about blackjack this week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yes, one of the great programs on KGLT. Now let's continue. Here's an old favorite I like to pull out once in a while.
Oh, sun. Offspring and tag-alongs were finding. The history book has lost its binding. Pages everywhere. To the Titans without care, we read them. Then we feed them.